Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
And not only did he give him some free gas, but he gave him some free gas, if you know what I mean. What's up, what's good? This is another episode of DX Daily, the podcast where we keep you up to date on everything that goes down in hip-hop music culture. It's brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and I am one of your lovely hosts, Aisha Sky.
And I'm your other host, A-Dub.
All right, it's Monday, it's a brand new week, and this week we have to discuss T-Grizzly being robbed of over $1 million worth of jewelry in a home burglary recently. Also, Ludacris' longtime manager, Shaka Zulu, was arrested on a murder charge. And Vic Mensa donated $10,000 in gas, along with some other goodies, to some residents in Chicago. So a few things to jump into to kick off this week. But first, please subscribe to the podcast. Please make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend to subscribe to DX Daily. And that's on all streaming platforms. Thank you. Now let's go ahead and get into it. Okay, so let's get started with this T-Grizzly news, because I was shocked by this when I heard it. And also when I heard it, I was just hoping nothing ended badly or tragically. That was the first thing for me. So T-Grizzly's house was robbed of over $1 million worth of jewelry, and they took some cash from him, from his home, but they still haven't figured out how much cash it was yet. This story is kind of crazy.
Yeah, so this robbery happened about 2 weeks ago, and, you know, thankfully, T-Grizzly or anyone in his family were not home at the time. But according to TMZ, law enforcement officers are saying that the thieves entered his home by smashing a window. So smash a window, get in the house, and you take what you can get. His home is located in one of the wealthiest neighborhoods in San Fernando Valley in Los Angeles, as a suburb of Porter Ranch. So there's that. But the biggest thing is there's so much bad stuff happening in LA. We just had PNB Rock get shot and killed in LA. Now you got, you know, T-Grizzly being robbed in LA in his home. So that's just crazy. And $1 million worth of jewelry. I mean, the robbers definitely had a come up, but that is a lot to be stealing from somebody.
And just to let you know, like, when you're smashing somebody's window to get in that crib, that means you don't care who's in there. You don't care that people notice that you're in there, because you're not doing it covertly. You're not sneaking in the back. You're not cutting the lock. You're smashing the window. So that means whoever's in there, you're ready to go through them to get whatever it is that you're trying to get to. So that's the thing that's really concerning, which tells me you're willing to do whatever. If T-Grizzly's in there trying to protect his jewelry, that tells me you're willing to kill him. If you don't care, if you're reckless enough to smash the window and notify people that you're running in their house, that means you're ready to do whatever, to take whatever's in there. So that's the part that's concerning. So I was really glad to hear that neither he nor his family was home. But it's just like, dang, like, to know that doesn't matter what neighborhood you move to, it doesn't matter if it's an affluent neighborhood, this can still happen to you. And I would hope that there were security measures in place, so even that the people were able to get past these security measures and still get to $1 million worth of jewelry and some of his cash. Now, the thing about the cash is we don't know how much that was. It could have been couple hundred thousand, could have been a million, who knows? Because I'm sure T-Grizzly is not going to disclose the amount of cash that he keeps inside of his house. So that's probably why they didn't report the number on that. But as far as the jewelry goes, yeah, that's an unfortunate loss. I'm sure he had it insured. I would hope anybody with $1 million worth of jewelry would have insurance on it. So hopefully he can get some of his money back for that. But as far as the cash and peace of mind goes, ain't no getting that back. I don't know. Would you move after this? Like, or are you still staying in the same place but just implementing more security measures?
I mean, it would suck to have to, like, no one loves moving, obviously. But my thing is like, how do they know that was T-Grizzly house? Like, is it somebody, you know, that knew how to get in, what window to hit or something like that? So in that case, if somebody knew, like, if it was an inside job, then maybe I would move and it start, like, no one would know my address, you know, be real secretive, have better security. But I wonder just how they know that was T-Grizzly house, like, in this wealthy neighborhood. Like,
that's why I said you can't get the peace of mind back. Like, there's no peace of mind after that, because any night at any point, those same people, or maybe different people, now that they know, oh, it's T Grizzly's house, will want to run in there. Like, there's no peace of mind after that. That's all. I'm like, yeah, I'll have to sell that one and move. Sell it and move. Mm-hmm. And don't let the people that you're selling it to know that it's your house. Because then they'll be like, oh, that's the house that got robbed. Unless they just don't know who T Grizzly is. But yeah, I couldn't see finding any peace of mind after that. Because it could have been an inside job, like you said. Could have been somebody that knew him. You just never know. So yeah, just an unfortunate situation all around. And what's crazy, what's actually a really crazy coincidence, is that he just put out a song called Robbery. Like, he's been doing this whole robbery storytelling series with his songs and videos. And yeah, like right after this whole robbery situation, he actually put out the fourth installment of Robbery. So that was crazy too.
Yeah, I did think it was kind of crazy that, you know, you have this four-part song story telling thing about robberies, and then you go ahead and your house gets robbed. Like, that's crazy. I don't want to say, like, you know, you talked about it or, you know, manifested a robbery or something like that, but it is just ironic that you have this whole song thing and then you get robbed. It's crazy.
And an even crazier layer to that is he actually dedicated it to PNB Rock, because of course PNB Rock passed like right before he put the last part out. So just as respect for PNB Rock, he dedicated his music video to him. But then, yeah, he got robbed too. So it was just it was a situation all around. But like I said, glad that he nor his family was there at the house. My advice, go ahead and move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's probably best thing.
All right. And more crazy news. Ludacris's longtime manager, Shaka Zulu, was arrested on a murder charge recently. Now, if you remember the story we reported on Shaka Zulu a couple of months back, he was actually shot in an altercation in Atlanta. And everybody was like, yeah, pray for Shaka Zulu. Well-known, well-loved person in the industry. Like, everybody knows Shaka Zulu. So to hear that he had got shot, everybody was like, yo, like, what happened? Like, why would you shoot this guy? He's the coolest person. So, you know, that whole story was basically that there was some sort of altercation outside of Shaka Zulu's business late at night back in June. And it was outside of actually a Buckhead restaurant. But I think Shaka Zulu also owns a business in that area. But either way, he got into an altercation with some guys. One guy allegedly pulled a gun out and shot him two times, or shot at him twice. And of course, Shaka Zulu was hit. So there was that aspect of it. And then there were other guys involved. One that was allegedly reaching for a gun in their waistband. So Shaka Zulu did shoot back. One of the guys got hit, died. And then now Shaka Zulu is being charged with murder, which is interesting because, describing that whole situation, getting jumped by a couple of guys, one guy shoots at you twice, and then you shoot back. That sounds like self-defense, if you're asking me. If I'm putting that together logically, it sounds like self-defense. But clearly, the law doesn't see it that way because he's being charged with murder. So he's going to have to fight this case.
Yeah, and according to TMZ, that they reported back in June that there were multiple sources who like watched the surveillance footage of what was happening outside of that restaurant. And they were also saying that it looked like he was just trying to prevent himself from getting killed. So there's that interesting aspect of it. But all this came about, a news reporter had tweeted that the big news that he had got arrested on murder charge. And they're also saying that he was charged with aggravated assault, possession of firearm during commission of a felony, and simple battery, according to the jail records. They also said that he surrendered to authorities on September 13th and bonded out the same day. And again, he was one of the three people shot on June 26th outside of that restaurant. So,
right. And they did determine that a bullet from Shaka's gun is who killed the one guy that died in the situation. His name is Artez Benton, and he was 23 years old. So that's the guy that died. Rest in peace to him. Hate that somebody lost their life in this situation. But to me, it sounds like a life-threatening situation. If there's any situation when you should be pulling your gun out to protect yourself, it's when multiple guys are trying to be aggressive towards you and one pulls a gun out and fires two shots at you. So yeah, I don't know if Shaka Zulu is going to beat this case because it's a very technical thing when it comes to self-defense, killing somebody in self-defense. So if the court looks at that footage and they feel like, all right, you were no longer in danger, even though the guys might have beat you up, shot at you, if they were trying to leave or if there was a moment where you could have gotten away, or it gets very, very tricky with the whole killing and self-defense. So you could go from really defending yourself to spending 20 years in prison over somebody trying to do harm to you. Like, it's really crazy how it goes. So we'll see how this case happens. I'm sure they're going to have great lawyers. Ludacris and Shaka Zulu, they be getting that money. So I'm sure the lawyers are going to be top notch. And hopefully he's able to beat the case if things went down the way it appears they went down. Because that just sounds like pure self-defense to me.
Yeah, same here. I know a lot of people claim self-defense when they actually do be trying to kill people. But I believe Shaka Zulu was really just in self-defense in this one.
Yeah. All right. Well, lastly, let's talk about a more positive story. So Vic Mensa decided to give back a little bit in Chicago recently. He donated $10,000 worth of gas to his Southside Chicago neighborhood. And not only did he give him some free gas, but he gave him some free gas, if you know what I mean. He also hooked him up with some free weed to promote his new cannabis business, which is called 93 Boys.
Yeah, so Vic Mensa actually founded the 93 Boys company, which is Chicago's first Black-owned cannabis business, by the way, over the summer. And according to the press release, that is where he gave about 200 vehicles at a local BP gas station the free gas. And then, yeah, and then filled their pockets with a little of the 93 Boys gas as well. So it makes sense. Gas, gas. Why not?
Exactly. And, you know, he gave them the pre-rolls, so they didn't even have to do too much work. They could have sparked up on their way home if they wanted to from getting the free gas, they wanted to, because he gave them the pre-rolls. And I think it's a clever, you know, play on the whole gas thing, calling it 93 Boys, obviously, making it seem as though it's the highest. Ain't no 87, ain't no 89, it's 93 Supreme. According to the name of this business. So shouts to Vic Mensa for doing that, because as you know, a lot of people were spending a lot of money on gas these past few months. So that was dope for them to get some relief on that. And then as well as, you know, getting a little free marijuana. So that was fire. And then you had one woman, she started getting emotional. She was moved to tears because she showed up ready to put five on that pump, ready to put five on three. And then Vic Mensa filled her tank up. So that was cool as well to hear about that. And also very cool to hear that he has Chicago's first Black-owned cannabis business. Also a great feat. Matter of fact, I'm going to give some applause for that, because that's fire. So that's great. Love to hear people giving back to the community like this. Even if, you know, you are promoting your business and trying to sell a little something. But it's still good to hear that they were able to get those tanks filled up for free.
Yeah, we ain't mad at it. Such a good look.
Really is. All right, we're going to cap it off there today. That concludes today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all streaming platforms. Subscribe to our YouTube channel as well. And that is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our socials. That's our Instagram, our Twitter, and our TikTok, which is Hip Hop DX.
Yep, you can follow us as well. I am at Asia Sky on all platforms.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything too.
All right, we'll be back at you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.